Praise God for you all again. Hallelujah. Tonight, we're going to be talking about the subject, the favor of God. The favor of God. If there's ever a time that we need the favor of God on our lives, it's right now. I don't know how many of you just had an opportunity last night just to view the debate between former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris. And I tell you something, when you look at this and hear this and hear the other, you listen to a lot of promises, listen to some lies and whatever, we can't put our trust in anything but the Word of God. Why? Because God's Word is sure. It's we can build a foundation. We can build our life on the Word of God because the Word doesn't change. And we have the promises of God. Oh, yes, we do. Hallelujah. Praise God. Talking about the favor of God tonight. So I'm going to ask you to turn to Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, the 1st through the 9th verses. I'm going to be reading these scriptures, and we'll come back and elaborate on them. Again, in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, the 1st through the 9th verses. And it reads, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth." That's his promises to the Israel. And he says, "And all these blessings," he says, "all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if," there's that word again, "if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God," if you should observe it, and if you should hold it in your heart, and if you obey his word. Verse 3 says, "Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep." Praise God. That's blessings right there. Amen. In verse 5 it says, "Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store." That means you're going to have full. You're going to have an abundance, more than enough. You'll have plenty of children. You'll have fruit, and you have the fruit of the ground. That means it's going to yield the produce and all that you need to sustain life. Even your cattle, all of that shall be increased and blessed. Verse 6 says, "Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out." Hallelujah. Praise God. When we come in, we're blessed. When we go out, we're blessed. Talking about the favor of God. Verse 7 says, "The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face, and they shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee." Praise God. He says, seven ways. "The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses." The Lord is going to speak that, command that. They have that favor of God upon them. "Upon your storehouse," he says, he's going to command the blessing. And he says, "In all that thou set thy hand to do unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee." That's awesome. Don't you want the Lord to bless you like that? Verse 9 says, "The Lord shall establish thee and the holy people unto himself." This is key. Here is key. Here it is right now. "The Lord shall establish thee and holy people unto himself." Not the world, not yourself, not your purpose, but unto him, as he has sworn unto thee. If, there's that word again, "if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways." We're going to stop right there. That is powerful. That is awesome. That's clear. That's direct. He says, "Here's how I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless you when you come in. I'm going to bless you when you go out. I'm going to bless the fruit of your womb. I'm going to bless your cattle." He says, "I'm going to bless everything you set your hands to do. And then you might say, well, Lady B, how? Tell you something. God's blessing to the Christians belong to us, because that's what it says in Galatians 3:29, and it says, if you be Christ, if you belong to Christ, if you have been blood washed and redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, he says, and then are you Abraham's seed. And not only that, then we are heirs according to the promise. Say hallelujah to that. Hallelujah. Think about that. Galatians 3:29 says, and if you be Christ, if you belong to him, if you walk upright, if you abide in his word, as I just read at the nugget scripture that I didn't know was going to tie to this, if you abide in his word and his word abide in you, you can ask what you will, he says, and it shall be done. Hallelujah. Done unto you. So if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. And then see, we don't have a God, we don't serve a God who's slack concerning his promises. He said, not like some men count slackness. He said, but God, he honors his word. You know, Pastor taught us this word many, many years ago, and we, most of us, can say this word, and that God is not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he should repent. If God spoke, he's going to do it. If he said it, he will bring it to pass. Hallelujah. So all those blessings that God said that he would command upon the children of Israel and command upon you and I, they are contingent. If this little bit of little word, but carries so much weight. But if you do this, God says, I will command the blessings that come on thee, to overtake thee. He says, but if you hearken or you listen, he says, diligently, not carelessly, not just, well, you know, I'll think about it. Maybe today I feel like it's Sunday and it's sunny, shine, it's warm. I guess I'll go on to church and I guess I'll see what's out there for me. Come on now. It says diligently. That means you strive. You push through all the negativity, all the things that the enemy throw through your way, throw in your path. You have to know that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Say amen to that. Hallelujah. So we have to set our hearts to obey the word of the Lord. I'm going to read that key scripture. I said it's key. He said, the Lord shall, that's verse 9, the Lord shall, he's going to help you. He'll establish you. He's going to set before him a holy people, a holy nation. The Bible says, even in the New Testament, he says, you are called out nation, a holy nation, a peculiar people. He says, I have purchased you with my own blood. We are not our own, but we belong to Jesus Christ. That means we don't do what we want to do. Do what it feels like, as people say, sometimes says, if it feels good, do it. No. We need to do, hearken. He said, listen diligently, hearken to the voice of the Lord. That means his word. That's his word. Amen. And that's what he's saying here in verse 9. The Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And we can do it, because you know how we can do it? Not of our own at all, lest anybody should boast. But it's the gift of God. God is the one that encourages us, that inspires us, that equips us to live this life. Remember, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. See, we must put all of our trust and dependence in the Lord, no matter what the circumstances are, no matter what it looks like. Like, we don't know, even in talking about this presidential election, we don't know for sure who's going to win, but does it matter to the blood born again, blood washed people of God? Because see, he is our source. God is our source. He will always honor his word. David said, I was young, but now am I old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging for bread. Now listen, we may have to go through something, and the word tells us some of us will be persecuted and even killed for his name's sake. But listen, the righteous, he will always favor. We're talking about the favor of God. May have to cry sometimes, may have to go through, but let me tell you what, God will bring us out after we've gone through, after we have gone through troubles and tribulations and all that. We might have to go through some of those things, but God promised that he will never leave us. He promised he would never forsake us. He promised to bring us out and uphold us with his strong, righteous right hand. Amen. Praise God. So we can put all our dependence upon him. Hallelujah. He will always bring us out. He will always establish us. He says, you know, another part of the scriptures, I think it's in 1 Peter, he says, after you've gone through, you suffered for a while, he says, I'll establish you. I establish you. In other words, I will equip you with all that you need to do to stand. And then he tells us, after you've done all to stand, keep on standing. Standing on what? Standing on the promises of God, as he has promised Abraham's seed. We are the seed of Abraham. Say that. Say, I am the seed of Abraham. So the promises that God had given to the Israelites and to the Abraham seed, that those promises, they are for us. These are the blessings of obedience. Yes, that to those that will inherit this blessing. Hallelujah. It's only because through the redemptive shed blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In Psalms 5 and 11, it says, but let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. We can be happy because of the favor of God. So let them ever shout for joy because the Lord defends us. He defends us. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee, so we can rejoice, knowing why? That the favor of God is overshadow us. It's his favor that opens doors that have been closed in our face. It's his favor that will move folks out of our way that have been standing in the way for whatever how long. But when God gets ready to move, and I am a witness of that, if he has to move folks out the way to make room for you, he will do that. The favor of God. Hallelujah. Somebody say the favor of God. Hallelujah. Say, Lord, I thank you. Thank you for your favor that's on my life. Glory to God. See, you got to say this thing. As Pastor said on Sunday, see, you see the favor of God. You got to see it. You know, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word. When you talk about the favor of God and how you're going to be blessed coming in and blessed going out, blessed what you set your hands to do, hallelujah, blessed in the city, blessed in the field, everything around is blessed. Because of the favor of God. The next part of that scripture is in Psalms 11. It says, if for thou wilt bless the righteous with favor, wilt thou compass, I said that, surround him as with a shield. Can you imagine? Can you see it? Can you imagine yourself as you walk, when you get up in the morning and you give God the thanks for the rest that you had last night and thank God that all is well, everything is still intact. I still have the activities of my limbs. I still have a right mind, a mind to do the will of God. Amen. That's a lot to be praising God for. And you're surrounded by the love and the favor of God. He says, like a shield. That's why we want to put on that whole armor of God every day. Don't even leave that house until you know you are fully protected. You've got your armor on. The armor, that armor is that will help you fight against the wiles of the enemy, the fiery darts. Because when you got the armor of God on, and you got the shield of faith, and you've got the helmet of salvation, and you've got that sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Oh, God, you're ready. You're ready for battle. You're ready that you can do it. I can do all things. And then you see, it's because of that that the word tells us that no weapon that's formed against us shall be able to prosper. Oh, yeah, the weapons will be formed, but they're not going to prosper. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know I got a witness out there tonight. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. He who trusts in the Lord is fully dependent upon God. Fully, I said. Dependent on him to do what he said he would do. Glory to God. Psalm 84:11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. See, we just said he will compass us with favor like a shield. And 84:11, Psalms 84:11 said, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. We're talking about the favor of God tonight. Hallelujah. Do you have that favor? Are you walking in that shield? Are you covered every day with that shield? Do you know that you are stepping in the word of God, everything that you do, that you are living your life according to his word? It talks about those that live diligently, seek him diligently, hallelujah, and to do his will, and knowing that it's not our purpose, we're not called according to our purpose, but we are called according to the purpose of God, according to his good pleasure, that God has selected each one of us. Oh, yes, he has. Before the foundation of the world, God knows, he knew your name. Hallelujah. He said, God knows my name. Hallelujah. God knows us. Glory to God. Jesus Christ is a light to show the way and is a shield to ward off all anything that the enemy throws our way. All things are yours, and you are Christ, and Christ is God. If you abide in him and his word abide in you, then you can ask what you will. And it shall, don't stop there, and it shall be done. Listen, if you abide in him and his word abide in you. It's contingent. It ain't for everybody. It's for the blood wash that people have made their mind. They're not playing games. They're not playing games. Yes, we may make a mistake or whatever. The Bible says if we sin, not when you sin, if we sin, that we have an advocate with the Father. In other words, we can come to him and ask forgiveness. We can ask, Lord, help me, fix me, make me, grow me up in you, God. Hallelujah. Then he is just, he's faithful and just to forgive us for our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We all make mistakes, but you don't stay there and waddle in it, but you get up and shake yourself off. Shake yourself, clean yourself up and say, God, here I am. Make me what I need to be. So if you're walking in faith and in the obedience to the word of God, then just know this. According to Psalm 17:8, this is what's going to happen. He says, keep me as the apple of your eye. That's what David said. Keep me, Lord. And hide me under the shadow of thy wings. Proverbs 7:2 says, the Lord say, if you keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of thine eye. That means God's word is special. God's word is first. It's just everything that's concerning the word of God, the power of God, the anointing of God, the promises of God. Hallelujah. They are special. Keep them ever before you. Hallelujah. You know, it talks about even wisdom. He said, when you have wisdom, he said, when you find that wisdom, he says, write it upon the tables of your heart. Write that wisdom. You get wisdom. He says, tie it around your neck. It's going to be life to your body. It says life to your navel. It's going to be life. Hallelujah. Wisdom, more precious than the gold and the fine jewels. Wisdom of God, it brings the favor of God. Obedience brings the favor of God. Hallelujah. Love God with your whole heart, mind, soul, strength, everything in you brings about the favor of God. That's what we're talking about tonight. Mm-hmm. And then one other scripture says, 84, Psalms 84 and 11, I may have read this, but I'll read it again. It says, for the Lord God is a sun and a shield. Yes, he says, the Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those that walk upright. I think I did say that, but it's worth saying again. Glory to God, the favor of God. Aren't you glad you got favor? I know I am. I know I am. We can do this. We can live this life. We don't have to be all bent out of shape as to if this win, if this person get in there, and this happened, whatever. My God, keep our eyes stayed on the prize. Keep our eyes steadfast. Stayed on him because he promised to keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on the Lord. Amen. That's the word for tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God, the favor of God. And that's what we are walking in. And that's what every one of us need is his favor. Glory to God. We're going to pray tonight. We'll continue our holding up the prayers for Apostle Steve Foreman and the Foreman family who just buried the First Lady, Lady O, just this week on Monday. We'll continue the prayers for Dwayne Cunningham. The Lord is blessing him and strengthening him, healing him. Praise God. We continue prayers for Deacon Robert Cooper and Deacon Shirley Cooper. We continue prayers for Mother Dolores Liggins and Deacon Walter Brown. I saw him today at the seniors ministry. Blessed man of God. He was walking good. I mean, looking good. Praise God. Hallelujah. We continue prayers for Sister Shirley Brown and also Mother Betty Ann Davis. Hallelujah. Praise God. We continue prayers for Mr. Richard Dixon, which is Abby's father. Continue prayers for Marcus Vick. The Lord is raising him up. He was able to come to church on Sunday. That's a blessing. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are praying also for Marquita Woodson and her children. They were in a car accident. I believe it was Sunday when it was in a car accident, but they were okay. They are right. But we just thank God that the Lord blessed them and brought them out. Hallelujah. He will make the way. Amen. So we praise God. Hallelujah. God, Father, we praise you. We glorify you tonight. Oh, God, we worship you tonight in spirit and in truth. Father, we just want to take this moment just to give your name praise. Glorify you. Hallelujah. God, you're worthy of the praise. You're worthy, God. You are so good to us. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for your promises. We thank you because of your favor. We thank you because of your abundant grace that you give us to help us to run this race. You said that your grace is sufficient for us. God, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that we don't have such a high priest who cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. Hallelujah. But you were once, Jesus, tempted just like we are. But you said, yet without sin, we know we can do all things through you, Jesus, because, God, you strengthened us. You equipped us. You anoint us. Hallelujah. You inspire us. Hallelujah. You're holding us up. Father Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that we can dwell in the secret place. Hallelujah. God, those on this line, encourage them. Encourage their hearts. Let them know that we can do all things, that they can do it. We can live this victorious life, that we can do all things through Christ. If you just give us the strength, and we know you will, God. God, we thank you, Lord. In your word, you said that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ who loved us. We are more than conquerors, that we are not we in this world, but we're not of this world. Hallelujah. That God, that we are looking to you. You are the author. You are the finisher of our faith, God. Oh my God, the work that you have started in every single one of us. Oh my God, you're able to complete it. You're able to finish it. God, you able, God, to keep us each and every day. So God, we thank you. We thank you for your favor. We thank you, God, the favor, God, that you have given every single one of us. Hallelujah. God, that people have a saying that Favor isn't fair. Favor ain't fair. But God, it is fair according to your word. Because you said if we hearken unto your voice, if we listen to your word, and we obey your word, you said you would command, hallelujah, you would command these blessings to overtake us, hallelujah. So God, therefore, we can't help but be blessed. Glory to God, hallelujah. So we say thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, because of the favor of God that and your stripes. We are healed. Hallelujah. It's by your stripes that those that are sick, bodies are sick, racking with pain. They got a report from the doctor that don't sound too good. But my God, our faith is in you. Our trust, our hope, our deliverance, our dependence, it is in you. Hallelujah, God. We depend on you right now. God, we thank you that we can depend on you for our food. Hallelujah. For clothes, huh? For shelter over our head. The job that you have blessed us. All the resources that you have given us. But God, we thank you, Lord, because you are our source, God. And we are looking to you, God. We are looking, our hope is in you. There is no failure in you, Father. God, you told us that we could put you in remembrance of your word. Hallelujah. And we thank you, God. We thank you for the peace of God. It's your peace that you have given us. God, those on the line, they may need peace in certain situations. Give them your peace, the kind that surpasses all understanding. Give it to them, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that you are more than enough. We thank you, Lord, that, yes, we can do all things. We can abide in you. And your word can abide richly in us. That, God, all that we need is already in us. But, God, you said that you've given us all things pertaining to life. You've given us all things pertaining to godliness. Everything that we need, God, all we need to do, God, and we can do, we can seek ye first your kingdom and your righteousness. Hallelujah. And all these things will be added to us. Hallelujah. God, you know what we have need of. Praise God. My God, we are looking, Lord, even those on this line, those that don't even get out to church, bless them. Give them a mind. Give them that unction. Give them that push. Hallelujah. Put fire under them, God, that they will get up and let me go into the house of the Lord. Like David says, God, I want to see your moving. I want to see your glory. Huh? Hallelujah, God. Bring us, God, into that new place in you. God, you are trying to take us to a new level. Huh? God, we realize there is a price to pay to go to be elevated in you, God. We thank you, Lord, those on this line, God, and their household that they represent, that, God, they are the called out, Lord, that they will do it. They will be that shining light. Oh, my God, encourage right now. We are encouraged, God. We are encouraged in you tonight. And, God, we bless you. We bless you, Lord. We thank you for healing. We thank you for the blessings that you have given us. Thank you for deliverance, God. We don't take it for granted, God. We thank you, Jesus. Every single day, it's a blessing because this is the day that the Lord has made. So, therefore, we will rejoice. We will be glad in it. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for our pastor tonight. We thank you, Lord, that you are raising him up. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, to be instant in season, out of season, to preach your word, to stand firm and minister what you have him to say. Then thank you for all the ministers and those that help hold his arm up. Thank you for the prayer warriors. God, even us on this line, we are prayer warriors. We're not just on the line just to be on here, God, but we got a work to do. We got a quick work to do as unto you, God. Stir us up, God. Stir up the pure mind in the name of Jesus. Stir us up, God, that you will be proud of us, that we can get a quick work done for you, Lord. Hallelujah. Help us to be a shining light in this dark world, oh God. Help us to take a stand as never before, Father. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, God, at all times, and your praises shall continually be in our mouth. Glory to God. Strengthen us on every hand. Where we weak, strengthen her. Let the weak say, I'm strong. Hallelujah. Let the sick say, I'm healed. Hallelujah. Let those that need deliverance say, I am delivered. Hallelujah. Praise God. We will bless you at all times. We bless you tonight. We bless you when we go out. We bless you when we come back in. Hallelujah. Help us to walk in the light as you're in that light, that we will have fellowship one with the other, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you in advance for what you're doing in our lives. We thank you in advance, God, for the faith that you are increasing our faith. We thank you in advance, God, for the favor that's resting upon us, God, in the name of Jesus. When we step out our house, when we get in the car, that the angels of the Lord encamp around about us. We thank you for your favor. We thank you for the doors that are opening, that have always been shut. But God, you're sending your word. We thank you for favor tonight. We thank you, God, as we walk upright before you, you will not withhold any good thing. And we bless you for that. And for that we say, hallelujah. For that we glorify you. For that we honor you. Bless pastors and teachers, apostles, prophets, ministers all over the world that are Christians. They're looking to you, God. We're looking to you, God. Hallelujah, for direction and wisdom. Inspire them, God. Oh, God, the revivals that are going on right now, bless the revival. Oh, God, that you are the center of attraction and that we will give your name the praise. All the glory and all the honor in Jesus' name. And we say amen and amen and amen. So God bless you all. We thank you. We thank you so much for being on the line tonight. May God continue to bless you. Even as I get off the line, I want you, I don't have to open up the line for you to praise God. You ought to be praising him right now. You ought to be glorifying him for the favor of God. You ought to be praising God. Hallelujah. Through your house, wherever you are, give God the praise and the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. God bless you. May heaven shine upon you, and that all that we have and need is in Jesus. God bless you. Have a wonderful and amazing night. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Good night.